Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. This is the ALAC Leadership Team ELT mid-month conference call on Thursday, the 17th of April, 2014. The time is 19:03 UTC. Gisela, would you please do the roll call?
Yes, Gisela here. Thank you, Olivier. On today's call, we have Olivier Cretan-Leblanc, Tijani Benjamin, Holly Reich, Mary McKercher, Evan Leibovich, Dev Annan Felixing, Maureen Hilliard, Alan Greenberg, Julie Hammer, apologies noted, and from staff we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Ariel Young, Terry Agnew, and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. And just to point out that Dev is on his way in. He hasn't actually physically joined us. Thank you. Over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Gisela. Have we missed anyone on the call, in the roll call so far? I don't hear anyone shouting their name out, but I have noticed a new name in staff, and I just wanted to take a quick minute for the introduction of Terry Agnew. Heidi, would you please make the introduction?
Yes, Olivier, with pleasure. In fact, I was just writing you that I was going to introduce her under AOB, so we are reading each other's minds. So I'd like to introduce, yes, Terry Agnew. She is new for at large. She will be sharing, we're sharing her with the GNSO 5050, and she is Julia Chavarland's replacement. She is based in the Midwest, and Terry, I'm sorry, I can never remember where it's Indiana or Iowa or Ohio. If you want to just give a little bit of background.
Illinois.
I can never remember.
That's right, it is.
So, Terry, welcome very much, and if you could just give a little bit of an introduction in terms of your background, please.
Certainly. This is Terry Agnew for the transcription purposes. I actually have worked, I came from Verizon and worked in the conference call area for about 14 years, and so I just transitioned on over to ICANN. I've lived in Illinois my whole life, and I think it's exciting for ICANN and everything that they're doing so far.
Thank you very much. And if I'm correct, my Terry, you're going to be really supporting the call in the late afternoon my time. So to allow Natalie and Gisela some time off in the evenings, and you're also going to be doing the full support in terms of the post call, pre call, during call. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Great. Well, welcome very much.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Okay, Olivier, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Heidi. And I keep on forgetting what town you're based in again, what state this was. Just remember, Chicago.
Okay.
Chicago,
good point. Okay.
Three times.
Thank you.
Then you'll get the state right.
Thank you.
For those people who are following us and are not from the United States, Chicago is a moderately sized town that is quite well known in the U.S. So let's move on and let's get a bit more serious. Let's look at the action items from the 49th meeting, the meeting we just had in Singapore. There was a question as to whether we should go through them or not, and seeing that we're delaying the ALAC call for another week, since next week many of us are going to be over in Brazil, I thought it would be a good thing just to have a quick catch-up on the action items that we had at the time. And so staff, in next week, will have a bit more time to be able to follow up and chase up any action items that community members or that we haven't done or that they haven't done and that still remain to be done. So looking quickly, the first thing, the ALAC and Regional Leadership Workshop, staff is to follow up. No, sorry, first, the Atlas 2, Carlos Reyes, is to send all at-large lists and announcement about Atlas 2 working groups and to add Wolf Ludwig to the Public Relations Working Group. Carlos isn't here. Does anyone know, though, whether this has been done?
Hi, Olivia. This is Heidi. I'm just checking with Carlos right now, but I believe it has. But I'll, if he has not, then I will get back to you in the chat. But
okay, thank you.
I'll go ahead and complete it if he has. You know, check it.
Thanks, Heidi. Next, the discussion with the communications team and staff is to follow up with Chris Gift on the ICANN Academy tab on ICANN.org.
I'm going to just check. I think it was basically for the ICANN new, and I know that he did agree to that, so I'm just taking a look now. And if not, I will follow up again on that.
Thank you. We'll not go through the lists of items which have been marked as being done. We'll move directly to the discussion with Maggie Serrad, contractual compliance staff, to send the report drafted by Garth on enforcement of UDRP proceedings and UDRP compliance related to decisions by ICANN compliance and Alan's presentation also. Any follow-up on that? Has this all been sent to Maggie and her team?
I'm going to double-check my sent files. I think I have, but I'm going to just double-check because it's not ticked. So I want to confirm, and I'll let you know.
Okay. And there's one for you, Heidi, to forward Garth's email regarding compliance to ALAC.
Okay, this is Heidi. Is that the same email then?
I have no clue, and this is why I wanted to review these things, because the more time passes, the more Singapore becomes a faded memory. Does anyone on the call know or remember what this related to? Alan Greenberg.
It may have been the one that he sent with a spreadsheet listing 1,000 domains that used that illegal email address. And by the way, the registrar has started to rectify the problem by changing the email address and changing the bad French address to a Russian address that we don't know if it's right or not.
Good. So, Alan, it's Olivia speaking. Are you basically saying that they're listening to our calls and listening to our meetings when speak about this?
No. This was the domain that I submitted a particular one. They fixed the problem by disabling the domain, and then as soon as ICANN Compliance stopped watching, they made the domain live again, and Compliance zapped them for that. That was discussed at the Singapore meeting. And they have since rectified the problem by changing the contact information to something which is presumably more legal than the previous stuff was.
Okay. Thank you, Alan. In Russia, that's going to be even harder to try and get there.
No, actually, Google claims the address does exist. I didn't check the phone number. And the email address. The email address is a valid domain. So... They appear to have started to fix the problem.
So Heidi, back to you.
Yeah, so I'm looking at my emails, and on the 23rd of March, Garth sent a note to additional compliance materials to Sylvia, who forwarded on to Maggie, and then Owen replied to this, and Garth replied, and he says, I'm going to resubmit the file in the other places. He's talking about bulk submission. So I'm going to forward this to you, Olivier, and see if this is basically completing that action item, okay?
Hello, Heidi. This is Sylvia. I am not looking at the email at the moment, but I do recall that I sent the documents, and then Maggie responded that they should be sent through certain formal procedures that compliance has in place. So she explained how they should be sent. So that's how that was completed, because Garth knows now how to properly
do the bulk. Yeah, the bulk. Yeah. But then in the meantime, he sent it. This is Heidi again. He sent it on to Owen. So I think it's being taken care of. But Olivia, I'm going to send it to you just so you can take a look.
Yeah. It's Alan speaking. The tone of the responses was not really in line with the discussion we had, but may have been technically correct.
Okay, thank you very much, Alan. Look, rather than sending to me, just copy Garth on this, because obviously that's something, these are two action items that deal with compliance and that have Garth included in there, and he probably remembers better than me or indeed
okay.
anyone else on this call on that. We need to, of course, obtain closure and clarity and see what step there is forward. I must add that I did have a very, well, I basically just bumped into Maggie later on in the week, and she told me that a process was underway to put together some kind of panel that was going to include Garth on the panel, and that would be an internal compliance panel on something related with compliance. And I'm afraid this was all just between two buses and very quick. So it would be good to be able to shed some light over this, at least have a follow-up on that, so we don't just meet with compliance at every ICANN meeting and then do absolutely nothing in between the two. Well, that's good. Let's move on. Let's go with the next thing, which is meeting with the ESAC, with Patrick Fellstrom and Jim Galving, and ALAC for the ESAC liaisons to provide input and support to the new initiative being undertaken by ICANN ESAC staff and ICANN communication staff to better communicate security and stability issues, including relevant ESAC reports, to a broad audience, including end users. And Julie Hammer will own this action item. Julie, you... Oh, I don't see Julie on the call.
Thanks.
No,
are you on the call?
The audio.
You
yes,
are,
I am.
Julie.
Olivia, can you hear me?
Welcome. Yes, I can certainly hear you. We can hear you. You have the floor.
Thanks. Thank you, Olivia. Steve Sheng is the ESAC staff member who's going to be progressing this. I don't believe anything's happened as yet, but I will talk to Steve about it before our next call. He's been a bit snowed under with quite a lot of ESAC activity in the last few weeks since Singapore, so I haven't wanted to harass him too much on this one. It's a very long-term action item, I think, this one, and I will certainly talk to him before our next call and get an update on progress on this one. So at this stage, nothing to report.
Thank you, Julie. Do you think we should just keep this open then so as to remind ourselves on the next call?
Yes, I think we should. Yes. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. So we'll do that. Let's go to the Monday the 24th of March, and it's the GAC leadership meeting. Oh, I see Alan has put his hand up. I'm sorry about that. Alan?
I don't remember when I put it up, and it doesn't need to be up now.
Okay, I apologize for not having seen you earlier.
I can't remember putting it up, so I'm not sure what happened.
These things happen to all of us. So the ALC meeting with the GAC leadership to send the questions that we're going to ask the board to Olivier, and that's been done, by the way, so this can be marked as done, complete. These were the questions which were then shared with all of the ALAC, or at least the ALAC leadership team, and of course these are the questions which then came up into the GAC, the overall GAC advisory, the GAC advice that they provided, and I think that was a pretty good result that we ended up with on there. Next, the 25th of March meeting, the meeting with the board. Fadi Shehade committed that by ICANN 50, ICANN will publish a complete doc describing how ICANN will enforce the PIC. Okay. Has this been shared with, because I see there's three things which are there. So I'll go through all three of them and then I'll give the floor to Heidi. Fadi Shehade is to follow up on a webinar and beginner's guide on the IANA function and the IANA transition in English and in French. And thirdly, Fadi Shehade is to request a short course on IANA to be prepared on ICANN Learn. And so, Heidi, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. Yes, I have forwarded those action items to his executive support staff, as well as board support, and I'm waiting to hear back from them on the progress on these action items.
Okay, thank you very much, Heidi. Heidi. Alan Greenberg is next.
Yeah, on the first one, he said the meeting in London, and I wasn't really expecting anything prior to the meeting in London. It'd be nice to see it earlier, but I wasn't expecting anything.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Let's move on. Then the at-large new GTLB working group, where Heidi is to send a call for membership for the new GTLB working group. Heidi.
Yes, I will do that this week. Apologies for the delay.
Okay, thank you. Next, the ALC and RALU officers working breakfast. And here there's one remaining action item. ATLAB staff and Alan Greenberg are to review the rules associated with the mailing lists. Aha! The famous mailing lists. Now, there's just one thing. Dave and Auntie Lixing has prepared a wiki page which where he lists some of the mailing lists. I think this is all as part of the ATLAS 2 work in preparation to make our wiki as helpful as possible for our new, for our ELSs, our new, for futurely active ELSs, I think is the word. But I'll pass the floor over to Alan Greenberg on this. Alan?
Thank you. Yeah, I think when I looked at that wiki page last, and I haven't looked at it today, so it may have changed, it's both a subset and a superset of the adjunct document or on the mailing list document that's referred to in the rules of procedure. It's a superset in that it includes working group mailing lists. It's a subset in that it doesn't include all the detailed rules. And it's the detailed rules on the main list that we're looking at, and that has not been done yet and will not be done till after Brazil.
Okay, thank you. So I'll leave that in your hands then, and please liaise with Dave as well on that then, because Dave has put the link at large mailing lists links in the chat, that will certainly help. But I have also to note that several additional people have been registered onto the ALAC announce mailing list. Sylvia added them, or I can't remember if it was Sylvia or someone, Ariel maybe, added them. A number of emails have bounced because people have changed email addresses, etc. But all of these things are in hand right now. Staff has been very diligent with those, making sure that the email addresses are updated or that they remove or find the new email address of someone when they get kicked off the lists because of bouncing emails and so on. Heidi, your hand is still up. Is that a new hand or?
Oh, I'm sorry. I might just keep it up for the next one on the video.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Anyway.
My hand is
in the meantime, over to Alan Greenberg.
Okay. Just for clarity, what the next steps are, I will do a review of the mailing list and who is subscribed to which one. And then I think Ariel and I will be coming back to this group to make some decisions on what should we have the rules. If you recall from the last time I did this, the subscription patterns to the mailing list is a complete hodgepodge. And as a result, to try to cover everyone, we send mailings out to multiple lists. And that may be an inevitable thing that we have to do, but we'll try to come up with some rational rules, but it will come back to this list, to this group, before any actual action is taken, other than cleanups, which we may find along the way.
Perfect. Fantastic. Let's move on then. And next we have the ATLAS 2 Organizing Committee meeting. Actually, we do have also, well, the APRALO monthly meeting, I guess, is all, it is related to ATLAS 2, actually, with Pavel Bodrani to start collecting local music collection for ATLAS 2. And I have seen the note from Pavan, who has asked the different ELSs through the secretariat list, so different RALOs, to supply, I think, 15 tracks from each one of the regions. Then we've got the Atlas II Organizing Committee meeting part one with Nancy Lapiano to check into whether the Windsor Room can be changed in format on Monday afternoon. You might not be aware of this, but there was some discussion earlier today in the Atlas II Organizing Committee, and there's still a question mark as to whether this can be done or not, although it sounds as though it might be possible. Heidi, has there been any follow-up on the call that took place? I'm saying afternoon. It was an afternoon for all of you, but a bit earlier, a few hours earlier.
This is Heidi. No, not since then. But I did write to her about this issue, and I'll follow up with her again. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. I see the others are working group meetings, and I hope that these action items will be followed as far as the working group meetings are concerned. With regards to the Atlas II Organizing Committee meeting part two, I noticed here Gisela Gruber to arrange a conference call for the Public Relations Working Group in the week of 7th of April and invite Duncan Burns. Has this taken place?
This is Heidi. So the call is being, the PR working group call is being planned for this next week. And Duncan has been invited because he's asking me why he's being invited. So
it is next week. Okay.
Yeah.
And you might be wondering why I'm going through with the ELC on the Atlas, anything that's Atlas II related. And that's because this is such a priority now that the ALT should really pay very close attention to anything that's Atlas II related as well. And I rely on all of you, and I know that you're all involved already, but I rely on all of you to make sure, you know, we've got our P's and Q's and T's are crossed and I's are dotted, et cetera, et cetera. We need to be quite vigilant that the process moves forward and that we have a very successful Atlas II. Finally, the Atlas II thematic development meeting. I can see next call, events group. Evan Leibovich to identify the chairs and rapporteurs for each breakout team. I think all of that is actually done, if I understand this correctly. Evan, did you manage to identify the chairs and rapporteurs for each breakout?
I need to talk to Wolf about it. Sorry, this is Evan for the record. I need to talk to Wolf about it. I think we basically had those things in mind. Essentially, I prefer not even to use the term chair, but to use the term moderator, because the idea behind these thematic groups is to make it more of a workshop than a lecture, with the subject matter expert being a resource person as opposed to a stand-at-the-front kind of teacher. So the intention is to have expertise in the room to help drive the conversation, to have a moderator that is not necessarily skilled in the subject matter but is able to keep the room moving and make sure we don't get distracted by people outside at large disrupting meetings, which we had at Atlas One, and also the rapporteurs being people like Leon and Alan and myself, who are good at pen-holding, who would be involved in actually turning the results of these sessions into statements usable in a final communique from the conference.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you for this update. I see two hands up. I think Tijani Benjamin had put his hand up first, and then Heidi Irish afterwards. Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. Evan didn't attend the event working group yesterday or the day before. We met and we discussed the fact that there was a call for intention to be a moderator or rapporteur, and I raised the point that perhaps it is not the right way to do it, because we had already people who are volunteering and who are not able to do those functions. And we may have people frustrated because they volunteered and they are not chosen as moderator or as reporters. So I said that perhaps we have to do as we did for the Atlas One, That means that we can find people, advise them to be on those groups, and when those groups will choose their moderator, they will volunteer and they will be chosen because we will be behind them. This is the first point. The second point, we don't have yet moderators and reporters, but we have some names already, as Evan said, some names who are who has already proven their skill. And as for the subject matter experts, we have already identified some people, and we have only to replace perhaps Mikey, who retired definitely from ICANN. This is the situation now, and our next call will be after Net Mondial, and we are following on those points. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tejani. Next is Heidi Olish.
Thank you, Olivier. So, Heidi, I put the link into the chat of the Atlas II thematic group coordination, and if you click on that, you'll see that you have some names, as Tejani mentioned, for the SMEs, for the session moderation, and session reporting. And that these are all proposed. So the last thing that Wolf and I spoke about was that he intended to, once we have the criteria for all these positions, then there'll be a small group who selects who these people are going to be, all of the positions, once the criteria are noted. Just on the point of Mikey, we've removed his name already from the proposed subject matter expert for the at-large community engagement in ICANN. That was going to be a joint SME post with Olivier, and Murray right now has volunteered to be the other person for that. The deadline for the moderation and reporting positions is the 21st, so we have a few more days for people to put in their names for that, for those positions. Thank you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Heidi, and Murray is very welcome to join, and I'm looking forward to working with him on this. So let's go back to the list, and we're nearly done with it. We are now looking at the Future Challengers Working Group, and here again I notice a funny action item. Staff to organize calls for the events working group. Is that under the wrong header?
No. May I speak?
Yes, please.
May I speak, Olivier? Evan can speak also, because Evan was the chair of this session. Yes, Evan, please, go ahead. You are better than me.
I'm not quite sure what you're referring to, what either of you is referring to right now.
Okay. Let me tell you. The Future Challenge Working Group decided to discuss the themes of the summit, because we didn't have time, and Evan and Jean-Jacques agreed that we will continue working on the event working group of the summit. This is because we changed the themes, you remember, and we have two people now in charge of it. So we continued this discussion that we had in the afternoon one day before. We continued it on the Future Challenge Working Group. That's why, Olivier, it's for you that it is not under the right title. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tejani. So you might need to just put a little note next to it. Let me review those action items again.
Olivier?
Let's move on. Heidi, yes?
Yeah, just really quickly, my memory is jarred. The Future Challenges Working Group agenda was changed at the last minute to talk about the thematic events. So I believe that action item is sort of a duplication from the thematic topic meeting that was held also in Singapore.
Okay, thank you. Maybe then you can put the two action items together, the two sets of action items together, and make it one. Let's move on. The next thing is the ELAC meeting with the NCSG, three action items from that. An ad hoc group on NTIA topic coordination is to be formed. NCSG members are Avery Doria, Rudy Van Vick. ELAC members are Raf Fatani and Jean-Jacques Subrenard, Holly Reich and Fatima Cambronero. I haven't seen any movement on this yet. I wonder whether we should actually allocate this to someone rather than just leaving it on as something is to be formed. And I would be suggesting perhaps that we get, let's see, well, Holly. Yeah, Holly, you have the floor.
Thank you. I haven't seen anything about it. I think that probably we need to, say, well, what are we doing here? Because, quite frankly, with Atlas coming up with all the, with Brazil on everybody's, calendar for the next 2 days, and London coming up. Also, I think the deadline's just been extended, I think, from May 7th for comments, but I just haven't seen anything about it, so I think I better chase this up.
Indeed, yes. Holly, you're coming out a little bit faint, but I heard you on that. I'm not sure if everyone on the call managed to hear you. But yes, there certainly hasn't been any movement on this. And since you are one of the people listed on there, perhaps could you chase this up? Indeed, there is a comment period that was open on the 7th of March, and that is, I think, closing on the 7th of May, which is a small distance from now. We've got a public comment, which we'll be touching on in a moment, where something needs to be or might need to be drafted in addition to the statement that we had drafted. There is also a bigger process moving forward with the NTIA, and I just realized that we're not touching on that during this call today. Maybe I'll have to put that over in the any other business at the end of this call. We need to move forward on this with ICANN, wishing to put together a coordination group of some sort. But, Holly, if you can check with all of the people listed on there, and especially with Avery Doria and Rudy Van Vick, how we can have this coordination ad hoc group created, then we'll allocate the action item over to you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next, once the Atlas agenda is complete, staff is to send a copy to Rafiq of the NCSG.
So,
is the Atlas 2 agenda complete? Heidi, go ahead, please.
Yes, so this is Heidi for the record. So Tijani and I just talked about that earlier today, and it's basically in decent shape. We're just waiting to hear some final confirmations of meeting times with the board, the CCNSO, and the GAS. Etc. It's in good shape, and we're going to post on a wiki. So given that, would you like us to send that to the NCSG?
I'd say yes.
It's 95% complete. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And as you do that, since the ELAC is to provide Rafiq a list of the Atlas to organizing committee organizers, could you please also, in your email, batch it with that? Bearing in mind, Rafiq is going to be in Brazil next week, and he's actually part of the Brazil Net Mundial Organizing Committee as well. So he's probably going to be quite busy. But if you do send it before Wednesday next week, then I'll be able to speak to him about it, and we might be able to push a few things forward.
Okay, this is Heidi. I'll do that this week. So in terms of that second action item that you'd like to provide to Rafiq, a list of Atlas 2 OC organizers, that would be you, Eduardo, Tijani, who else?
The working group chairs.
Murray. Okay, the working group chairs. Great. Okay.
Working group chairs, and that would include, I think, also Fatima and then all the co-chairs and chairs and so on.
Okay, and Wolf and Evan as thematic policy coordinators.
That's
okay.
Right as well,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
With the email addresses, of course, please, because I don't know if Rafiq is aware of all of the people's email addresses and so on. Finally, the ALAC leadership team meeting. Wow, this review of action items feels as long as the ICANN week. Olivier, to follow up with George Sadovsky with regards to the NOMCOM review, and I have indeed followed up with him. George wanted to know the names and details of all of the ALAC's past chairs since the creation of the ALAC, so I sent this over to him with the email addresses of all of those people. And I think this is just very early work looking at the NOMCOM review, and what he's probably likely to wish to do is for the review team to then contact each one of the ALAC chairs and ask them how they felt that the NOMCOM has catered to the ALAC needs, and probably other questions as well. Who knows? And then staff to check with Atlas 2 team leaders to keep track of the number of personnel in their complete team in spending in its Atlas 2, not Atals, on both sides. I don't understand this action item. Could someone please explain this one to me?
Sylvia, are you still there? I know you said you were going to step away. This is Heidi. If you can hear that, I think she took that. Otherwise, I'll follow up with her because I was reading it as well and I didn't quite understand that. I sort of remember it being more the hours they've put in or the hours that we've had on call, but I'll follow up with her and what exactly that is.
Okay. Thank you. Any comments or questions on the action items? I think we've spent enough time on that. Let's move to the next thing. Items for discussion, the ALAC policy development activities. And on this, we're not going to go through the recently adopted ALAC statements. What we're going to look at specifically are the statements or endorsement currently being developed by the ALAC. And we've got a number of them that are here. The PDP on privacy and proxy accreditation issues. It's marked here that Alan will draft a statement, and I believe that a statement has been put on there. Is that correct? Let's have a look.
Yeah, there is a short statement there. I just put it on last night, so I'm not sure it's garnered any input. I guess Holly is perhaps Holly and Carlton, the two team members, two working group members, should look at it. My basic feeling is I don't think it's up to us at this point to talk about a lot of specifics other than some general guidelines, which is what I did and garnered that from the comments that I think Holly had made, primarily Holly and somebody. Sorry, I'm lost track. And I had one more thought that I thought should be added, and I'm waiting for comments on that, and that is specifically protection of privacy issues on the UDRP.
Okay, so that's all on the statement that you put in the comment. Let's do the thing as follows. Let's have a copy of this, and I hope, Ariel, I hope you're listening, because this is all for you now. Please make a copy of Alan's comment at the bottom of the page. Put it as a first draft submitted, and let's send the call for comments out to the ALAC, to the wider ALAC. And what I would need to do is to work out a timing for this, and I'm a little concerned that we're a little bit late for this. I don't know what the comment closing date is on that.
Olivier, it is already as the first draft submitted. That's already there. There is no formal date on this one, if I remember correctly, because it was a request for information from a working group just starting.
Okay, I'll work this out afterwards and then check what the original request was and see if we need to respond and ask if we have a bit more time on this so that we just don't keep it open for just 1 week. Next, the at-large five-year draft strategic plan. That's a tough one because Tijani Benchema was not able to work on this. He's very busy at the moment, and so we're still looking for a volunteer to draft a first draft on this. I have sent a note to the Finance and Budget Subcommittee to ask for a volunteer, and nobody has replied. It is in my... I was going to suggest that I would either email... Well, in fact, I would probably email two people directly. I'd email Raf Fatani, and I can't remember who was the other person that I was going to email in there. Heidi, do you remember what was the other name? I see Alan Greenberg has put his hand up.
And Ariel might remember.
Ariel?
Yes, I do remember. Let me check my notes.
Okay, thanks.
Oh,
Alan
yes,
Greenberg,
Steph,
you have your hand up.
Olivia, you're checking. Yes.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, Dave, you've just heard it. You've heard it right here. So you're about to receive an email from me asking whether you would like to pick up the pen on this statement. But I was also going to ask Raf Fatani if he was interested in picking up the pen on this. And you could either work on it with Raf, as you know, you'd be able to, I guess, to mentor him on how to draft a statement and things. Or either of you could work on it separately. Dave, any thoughts on that?
This is Dave. Certainly, I can work with Raf, and I'll take a read of the documents and over this weekend.
Do you see? You'll take a lead on this.
Yes, this is Dave. I'll take the lead on it. And I'll work with Raf, and if you want to, you know, collaborate with him and get some feedback from him as well.
Oh, okay, fine. I haven't sent the email yet. I'll send the email after this call.
Okay.
So that it's all on record. So thank you for this. Let's go to the next one, the interim report on internationalized...
Olivier, hands up.
Oh, there are quite a few hands up. Okay, sorry about that. I thought there was an old hand. Alan Greenberg.
Yeah, I was just a thought. This strategic plan has been billed as the great new strategic plan in the sky, which will be more useful and more focused and more suited towards our needs than the previous strategic plans. And I would think it is reasonable that the focus of our comment is not very detailed, but essentially a critique on, is this going to be a more useful process than the ones we've had in the past, which many of us have said has not been particularly useful. So I would think that perspective as opposed to a detailed analysis.
Thank you, Alan. Next is Tijani Benjamin.
Thank you very much. I do agree with Alan. And that's why I really advise that Dev hold the pen, and Raf can agree with him to be mentor, but definitely Raf cannot make the comment on the strategic plan since he wasn't in the community. He is in the community very now. Ah. He just come. Thank you.
So he's, yeah. Thank you very much, Tijani. Yes, I understand. He's not able to reflect back on the previous years of the beautiful, brand-new plans that have always been sent to us every year. That's fine. The only concern I have is that we have voiced our concern about this, having new plans every year that are then sold to us as being the next best thing to the next big thing after sliced bread. And I wonder whether if we do this again in writing, we will just not sound grumpy and not actually come up with all the criticism on this.
It's possible we may say it's a good document.
Okay, so So, all right. So, and on the record, then, that we do express, there will be one question in there that we'll be specifically asking and saying, is this the latest version? Is this really going to be the final one? And that will sound a bit cynical, but the rest of it, of course, doesn't stop us from actually looking at the plan and emitting thoughts on whether this is good or not. Okay.
Olivia, it's Alan. I think the real issue is this truly a strategic plan as opposed to an operational plan? And does it contain the kinds of things that we think are, in fact, where ICANN should be focusing its energy in the future? And
okay,
it's almost a yes-no answer.
And Dave, I hope you're taking notes on this. Yes, fantastic. All right, let's move on. And the next one is the interim report on the Internationalized Registration Data Expert Working Group. And that is punted to the IDN Working Group and to the Nadia Abdulrahim and Edmund Chung. Have we had any answer from Rinalia and Edmund or from the working group? Ariel?
In progress. I will check with Rinalia and the IDM working group.
Thank you. So that's in progress. Then the next one is the at-large ICANN strategy. No, sorry, that's wrong. That's the problem when you open so many different windows together. The ICANN Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance's submission to Net Mundial. How are we doing on this? And I realize I missed one thing. We'll come back to it in a moment. ICANN Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance submission to Net Mundial. Alan is to confirm whether a statement is necessary. Alan, you have the floor.
Thank you. That was assigned to me at a meeting I didn't attend. If I had attended, I don't think I would have accepted the assignment. I don't really see how we can come up with any rational statements. The document is a long one. You're familiar with the process under which it was drafted. I can't see us coming up with a critique of it or a modification of it. We certainly could come up with a one sentence statement saying we support it, if indeed we do. But are we really expecting more than that? And as I said, I didn't partake in the discussion leading up to it being assigned to me, so I'm not quite sure what was expected. But I can't see a process going forward for us to come up with a substantive statement on this.
Okay, thank you very much, Alan. And you've just done what you've just effected your action item, because you were to confirm whether a statement is necessary. No, more than that. You weren't asked to draft a statement.
For clarity, Olivier, I didn't say whether one's necessary. I said I don't see a viable way of creating one, which may not be the same thing.
Yeah. Ivan Leibovich.
It's hard to follow that. I think part of the problem, and Alan's absolutely right in the sense that this has been a moving target. It continues to be a moving target. So even an action item that may have been valid a week or two ago no longer matters. There was essentially a draft paper that was leaked into WikiLeaks, and a lot of people have been doing responses and other commentary based on that. Now there is a final draft document for us to look at. It is different from what was on WikiLeaks, and it's in fact significantly worse in a number of respects, such as references to net neutrality that were in the early WikiLeaks draft are nowhere to be found in the existing one. So we do have some work to do. We do have some vigilance to do in actually going through this document. The problem is with the timing has just been so absolutely staggeringly compressed. I'm not sure how much we're going to be able to do. Much in the same way that ALAC has had an ongoing Skype chat at ALAC at ICANN meetings, there's already a Skype chat that's being done for ISOC members that are going down there. I'm going to suggest the same thing for at-large people that are going down so that perhaps we can coordinate in real time, because really we're going to have no opportunity to do anything but working in real time with the possibility of at least coordinating participation down there. I don't think this takes the form of a statement. Things are just moving too fast for any particular statement to have any validity. We could write something very elaborate, and it could be nullified the moment we walk in. So I think right now it's going to be a matter of we've got a number of good people going down there, and we're going to have to trust these people are all going to be reasonably nimble on their feet, and with the help of Skype and a few other tools, able to coordinate and get the most out of our participation. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much, Evan. And just to refocus the discussion here, this was just solely about the document which the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance sent to Net Mundial. In fact, when reading the Net Mundial overall document, you will find some parts of that actually agreeing or maybe being taken from the Cross-Community Working Group's documents. So that's been taken into account. That said, of course, I totally agree with all of what you've said, Evan, and things are moving fast. In fact, there was also this afternoon, sorry, earlier today, there was a call of the SO and AC and SG chairs that took place pretty much at the time that every other call on the planet was taking place at the same time. And during that call, there were discussions as to having better coordination ICANN-wide, and certainly another Skype chat will be created as well. So there looks to be several levels of Skype chats that will take place, I think. That certainly the ISOC one, the ALAC one, the Cross-Community Working Group one, and possibly a wider ICANN-wide chat of all of the people that basically are active in ICANN circles. Alan Greenberg.
Yeah, okay, thank you. My first comment was going to be basically what you said, that Evan made a very true statement, but I don't think it was about what we were talking about. The task assigned to me was, should we make a statement on the CCWG statement submission to Net Mundial, not things coming out of it. However, all that being said, do we have a definitive list of what ICANN people will be in Brazil and São Paulo next week? It would be really useful to know who's there.
So this is Evan. As a matter of fact, Alan, we do. I will find it. We've been collecting a travel page.
I know about the travel page. The question is all the ICANN people. I didn't say all the at-large people.
Three levels. Sorry for jumping in, because I've also received another list at the moment. As with anything related to Net Mundial, it's a bit confused, a bit all over the place, and a bit inefficient as well. There is an at-large page which Evan started, which then was converted into the Cross-Community Working Group page. So that includes also non-at-large people traveling. And now I have received by email from Renate something that is currently not online and that was discussed during the SO and AC and SG chairs meeting, which is a wider ICANN-wide list of people that were traveling to Brazil. That's in an Excel document that will be put online behind the login for the Cross-Community Working Group people, and I'm sure we can forward a list over to people here or put it behind a login on one of our parts of the wiki. The reason it's behind a login is because it's got some phone numbers on there, and some people don't want to send their phone number out over in the open for any search engine to be able to pick them up.
Yeah, may I suggest that it be made available so people can download it before they get on airplanes? You never know what happens with connectivity once you get there.
Thank you, Adam. That's a good point. And so I'll work on that immediately after this call. Now, the only thing is, when I heard that there was a list, I was particularly delighted. I thought, excellent, good thing. And when I looked at the list, I was quite disappointed because it was quite patchy. It doesn't show what ICANN staff members are doing. It doesn't know who from the board is going. I know that Rinalia is listed, but I also know that Sebastian is going to go, but he wasn't on the list. And surely there are many other people that will be traveling there. I see a lot of hands at the moment. So Evan and Alan have already spoken. We can have Tejani and then Heidi. Tejani, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Olivier. I am sorry to tell you that I have to leave now because I have another call on the top of the hour. So I am really sorry to leave you before the end of the teleconference. Thank you.
Okay, Tejani, and good luck with your next call. And this is one of the problems this week with a lot of calls taking place simultaneously. Heidi Orish.
Thank you, Olivier. Two quick questions regarding what Evan mentioned. Would the ALT like an at-large wiki page for coordination for NetMundial? And would the ALT like at-large staff to prepare a Skype chat for just for the at-large people going there? Or are you going to be using a broader Skype chat? Thank you.
The floor is open.
I think a broader Skype chat would be useful, but it's not up to us to say everyone's going to be on it.
Well, this is Heidi again. Olivia, you mentioned that on the call today with the ACSOSG chairs that there was mention that there was going to be a creation of a broader Skype chat. Is that going to be enough for your purposes, or do you want something more for at-large, or do you want to just use the regular at-large Skype chat for that to get broader input from at-large?
Evan Leibovich.
Hi. Heidi, I'm going to suggest, and I'm hoping the rest of the folks on this call will agree, of not just relegating it to ALAC, because this is not like ALAC being our own constituency in an ICANN meeting. It's a very, very different environment where we've literally got ICANN people there that are working. You know, there's governments there, there's different constituencies there. The mix is totally different. So what I'm actually going to suggest is having a Skype chat for this, essentially the CCWG members that are going to be there, along with anyone that is not making the meeting but is going to be participating remotely. And so that's my suggestion. This was originally started as an NCSG ALAC thing. At this point, I think we have much to gain by coordinating with the NCSG people that are going to be there with some of the business constituencies. I think when it comes to the NetMundial meeting, we probably have more in common than we have differences. And so I have personally no problem, and I think it would be a good idea not just to make this an ALAC thing, but to essentially bring together the people that were in the CCWG and do a common Skype chat. And if people on this group don't want to be there, it's easy to leave a Skype chat if you don't want to be there.
For the record, I wasn't part of the CCWG, but I would like to be in any Skype chat. So.
Yes, thank you, Alan, and thank you, Evan, for this. With regards to Skype chats, I think they're quite open and people can get in and come out and usually are quite spontaneous. So I don't think, Heidi, thanks for suggesting this, but it's probably easier if it just gets created by itself. On the other hand, with regards to a wiki page, I think that would be important for us to have a, certainly have a wiki page on this issue, if only to hold some of the, some points which we might wish to have. You know, this whole process of NetMundial is going to be looking at a document with a set of principles on one side and a roadmap on the other. There's an enormous amount of confusion around it. It's absolutely chaotic on all levels, whether it's travel, whether it's logistics, whether it's the way that the meeting is going to take place. We've been given today staff shared a PowerPoint presentation that had a bug inside it, so only half of the presentation worked. And then I saw another half of the presentation being made on the ISOC channel that was taking place in parallel. So I saw a little bit more than most people, and things are still moving, and they're still trying to work out the way that the sessions will be moderated, and we're only 4 days away from the start of the meeting. In fact, some people are already traveling today to go to Brazil because there are three meetings, which we don't appear to have been invited to, and some of which are the high-level meetings, but it also looks as though APC is funding some members of civil society to go for various reasons. And it's pretty chaotic, worse than an internet governance forum. But certainly, it looks as though the way this will be done is the document which was published, I think, yesterday or the day before yesterday, that is currently out there for comment, and again, individual comments. It would be impossible for the ALAC to come to a conclusion as to what comments we would like to put on there. But this document is now up for comment and is going to be discussed, probably discussed line by line, a little bit like what happened at WCIT. But then maybe not. Maybe it will be a totally different method. But hopefully that document should be the basis for the bigger document or the consolidated document that will come out of this meeting. There's already a concern and a fight with regards to whether this document is going to be binding, non-binding, whether it's actually a deliverable that will form the basis for future internet governance discussions, this sort of thing. You can get the idea. And I think we need to move on from this, but if we can get a placeholder page just with, I think, on the one hand, a link to the document, on the other hand, a link to the list of travelers that we've got for at large, maybe, and on the other hand, also the link to the list of travelers that the cross-community working group has, and I note that Evan has put that wiki address on the chat, bearing in mind it will need a login to be able to get into it, and any other information that will help our community that we can just point someone who says, oh, I'm interested in this subject, and we just point them over to this wiki page, that will be that'll be helpful. Let's move on to the next thing, and so before we move on to the next thing, yes, back to this original question. ICANN Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance's submission to Net Mundial. The public comment period is actually open for a longer amount of time than than Net Mundial, which is next week. And that's because this is going to be an ongoing process moving forward. I really think that it would be helpful if the ALAC just sent a very short statement of support for the submission. Itself. I don't think there's anything controversial in the submission itself, but so far the working group has had some people saying, well, hang on, this is not really an ICANN point of view or an ICANN document. This is something which was drawn up by a few people that drafted this, a bunch of individuals. And I'd like to show the way effectively. The ALAC could show the way that we're being serious about this cross-community working group by actually supporting its first output, as chaotic as it was. And so I'm going to ask here whether there's any comment about that. Could we just have a show of support? What we can do, because we have the time, is to then have a vote on this at the next ALAC call, which will be the week after the after Net Mundial. Are we all okay on this? Green ticks, red crosses, please. I see a green tick from Holly. Green from Dave. And others are not really sure. There's green ticks from everyone. Okay, thank you. For the record, there's green ticks from everyone. I don't see anyone having put a red cross on their name. So let's proceed with this then. And I can always, the only thing is I'd like to have a pen holder who is not a member of the working group. And this is why, Alan, it landed on your on your knees. We could always allocate it to someone else who would like to put their name next to a nice little statement of support. We'll work something out. Alan Greenberg.
If you're happy with one of my one sentence or two sentence statements of support, then I'm happy to do it. If you want something more elaborate, I think we need to find someone else.
Thank you, Alan. I think you've got the pen. One sentence, two is
okay.
Fine.
Done.
Olivier, this
what
is
we might do. Yes, Evan, go ahead.
At the speed this is all going, one or two sentences may be the only thing that we can do that will be stable enough to survive the next week. So,
remember, this is a comment on the statement that was already made.
I know.
Correct, yeah.
But it's also extended.
Okay. Yeah. Next one, IDN variant TLDs, LGR, Label Generating Rule Procedure Implementation, Maximal Starting Repertoire Version 1. Ariel has been repeatedly in touch with Renalia Abdul-Rahim. Do we have a first statement up there?
This is Ariel from the record. Not yet, but I have sent the audio recording of the working group meeting in Singapore to Renalia, and I'm expecting a statement from her shortly. I don't know how soon, but I will follow up with her.
That's great. Thanks very much, Ariel. That's good. Next, ICANN Future Meeting Strategy, and the ALAC is currently voting on the statement. The initial report, inter-registrar transfer policy, Part D, PDP, ALAC is voting on the statement, and finally, the draft implementation plan on the WHOIS online accuracy and reporting system. Alan, you were tasked with this one. I think that you've come up with a statement on this, haven't you?
I believe that we finalized that statement in Singapore, and I'm not quite sure why it's coming back to haunt us again and again. I drafted something, Holly modified it. I think we finalized it.
I think it was never on the wiki, so that's why.
Sorry. I walked away for a second. Are we talking about IRTPD or WHOIS?
WHOIS.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I walked out of the room for a half a minute.
The rule number one: don't walk out.
Sometimes life gets in the way. yes, I drafted something last night, and I'm waiting for comments on it.
Excellent. Ariel, have we sent the call for comments out there yet?
Not yet. I'm waiting for the schedule from you.
Okay, so we'll work on this immediately afterwards,
okay.
After the end of this call. Yep, excellent. Okay, this was a bit laborious. It took a while because there are so many statements taking place simultaneously. But I'd like to thank all of the people who are holding the pen, and it's such a busy time for us. I just have a concern that we're burning ourselves out, not solely, you know, not only on all of these statements, but on all of the other things that are taking place simultaneously. And I guess it's one of these times when we don't really have very much choice. The moment we tell people that we are faced with limited bandwidth, etc., then some issues appear to be pushed aside from us. For example, the IANA function transition issue, and we're told, oh, well, but, you know, you said you were busy and things, so you don't have time for this. And that's definitely not the sort of image that I'd like to give on this. Alan Greenberg?
Yeah, I think this is not the time to have the discussion, but we need to have the discussion soon on how we, on what the criteria is for when we make a statement or not. There are just too many things that we care about, and I really think we have to focus more and cut down that list. But as I said, today's not the right time for that discussion, but we really do need to have it.
Okay, thanks, Alan. And we'll have to table this when we have the time. And that might well be after Atlas 2. So, currently open public comments, proposal for the use of mandatory PICs. And, of course, we're not going to have a statement on this, and we're going to touch on that in a very, mandatory policy advisory boards. We're going to touch on this immediately afterwards on this call. Now, Net Mundial update, we've already touched on this very quickly, and I know several of us are traveling there. Most of the at-large people are staying at the lovely Ibis Morumbi and Ibis Budget Morumbi. That was the product placement of this call. And we are therefore going to spend the 2 days in the room. I really don't know what's going to happen, and we probably will have to just find out as time goes. I note that while speaking on this call, I have received further instructions, participation instructions from Net Mundial, and now I have a number. I've been given a type code with a number, and batch collection, etc. We'll see. I don't know if anybody wishes to add anything to this topic, really, at this point in time.
Just one. It's Alan.
Alan Greenberg.
Since the hotel we're staying in is not officially one of the Net Mundial hotels, is there busing, and if so, where's the nearest hotel where there is busing?
Okay.
Thank you, Alan. So is there busing, in other words, buses? No. I've specifically asked the question, and the answer I was given was there are no buses.
Okay.
Evan Leibovich?
Actually, Alan, to go further, there are no official hotels outside of the venue. There are a couple in the area. If you go to the Net Mundial webpage, that have negotiated deals, but there is no such thing as...
That's what I meant by the official hotel, sorry.
There are a handful, like the Hilton, that is like double the price of the Hyatt, that has negotiated a special deal. So the two Ibis hotels are the ones that are physically nearest the venue. And they're probably the safest walk to the venue. But they're not official hotels. And probably because they're already pretty heavily discounted to start with, there's not likely to be any special deals.
No, I wasn't asking for that. I was just asking, was there busing? And the answer was no.
There is no shuttle. There are no airport transfers. Everyone is on their own.
I understand.
That's the chaos of it all. Thank you, Evan. Thank you, Alan. Just to add and close this discussion, I actually called each one of the conference hotels when I tried booking with them on the day when I received my invitation to go to basically say there you are, you're funded and you're given this pittance of money to be able to book yourself a room. On all of the hotels, by the time I called them, were all fully booked at the preferential tariff. In fact, the preferential tariff finished in mid-March, which was 2 weeks before we were given the green light to go out there. So that's why you'll find very few of us are in the conference hotels. In fact, the only people that are in the supposed conference hotel are some people in the NCSG, and that's because APC had blocked off a huge block of rooms for civil society organizations in advance, because they funded this in advance, and they were therefore able to offer those rooms to those people in NCSG at the preferential rates that were practiced there. So we've been truly we're just not getting the right end of the stick. I have no idea who's staying in the Hyatt.
Actually,
and I have no idea who's able to afford the Hyatt, because it's $400 a night.
Actually, Olivier, this is Evan. The NCSG people are not in the venue hotel. Avery, Bill Drake, and Rafik are all in another hotel called the S10 Plaza Bernini, which is double the price of the Ibis, further away and a less safe walk. So they're not doing any better than we are. They're in a more expensive hotel, but it's not the venue.
Evan, I'm not saying not at the venue. I'm saying a venue hotel. In other words, a hotel that had the special deals with the venue.
Got it.
We know the only venue hotel is the Hyatt, and the Hyatt has been fully booked ever since I've checked on this. So that must have been with all the governments and all the fat cats out there. Did I say fat cats? Yes. Okay, next move. Let's go over to the Atlas to update. Meeting of the London Organizing Committee. There was a meeting that took place face-to-face last Friday. I couldn't make it in person, so I was connected to it by telephone, and I attended it remotely. The work is moving forward quite well on this. We spent out of the 2 hours the majority of the time looking at what the GAC was going to do with this GAC high-level meeting that they're planning on having on the Monday of the ICANN meeting, basically saying that they're not ready. They haven't actually worked out how this high-level meeting would take place. They don't know whether it will take place in the morning or the afternoon or in one room, what room it will take place or how many people will attend. They're where we were with Atlas II about 6 months ago, and yet that's what the priority is at the moment. So there's really very much I can relate else to you regarding process. Tim Berners-Lee is too expensive to have as a speaker for our Atlas II. We are looking for other speakers. If you have any thoughts as to and suggestions for other speakers, please relay them to me, and I can relay them to the London Organizing Committee, who is working with the public relations team. And there was a thought about having Richard Branson or others, and these can all be pursued. Any comments or questions? Alan?
Sorry, old hand.
Evan? Okay, so I see no one else putting their hand up. Let's go on to the next thing, I guess. Just before that, update on sponsorship, that's right. So the sponsorship is a little bit complicated at the moment. We've had a green light from Google, a proposal from Google to spend, I think it's about $10,000 on anything that we need to spend it on. We've had a positive response from Afilia, who wanted to take everyone to a pub on the Saturday night. But what has been done, though, is in the meantime, or before that, we have already given the green light to the meetings team to secure a room at the Hilton Paddington just down the road, which complicates matters because if we are to cancel which I believe is the ballroom at the Hilton Paddington, we might have to pay a penalty, which is not such a good thing. And the penalty will be, I think it's about 90% of the full cost of the room. So that's really a bit of a mess on that one. We're trying to find out if we can offload this room to someone else, to another organization, if we are to go through the route of going to this pub. Going to the pub would effectively be several buses taking the whole community over to a pub of the choice of affiliates. Still early discussions, and I'm yet to follow up with Philip Grabenway from affiliates on this. Heidi, you have put your hand up.
Yes, just really quickly, this is Heidi. On that, and maybe you'll get to it in a moment, Olivier, but PIR was also interested in doing a lunch, sponsoring a lunch. So just this morning we've talked about that would also be on the 21st. So just this morning, Olivier and I, I have been in touch with Nancy about possibly taking that Paddington slot for the dinner on the 21st, moving it to that lunch that PIR would pay, thus opening the slot for affiliates to have the pub dinner. So just a quick update on that.
Thank you very much, Heidi. But I don't know why you're mentioning this, because the lunch we were going to stage was going to be on the Sunday lunch, and I've told Nancy from PIR, and you've got a copy of that in your mailbox. In fact, you answered this message that it would be better for us to have this lunch on the Sunday, since on the Saturday our ALSs don't have the time to go for lunch.
Okay. Well, that was an option. So an option, I'm trying to do two things, either the Sunday, as you say, because
yeah.
on Saturday right now there's a tentative Atlas at-large mentoring program during the lunchtime that all ALS members are mandatory needing to be there. But the other option is how do we, I'm also trying to figure out how we can accommodate affiliates for their requests with the pub. And one way is to shift that Paddington event that we've already signed the contract for, moving that to lunch. So
yep.
Just trying to fit the puzzle, pieces of the puzzle together.
Let's try and work something out. And as you can all hear, the things are moving around a little bit there. It's all down to negotiating and being able to do the best with what we can have. One thing is sure, by the way, the venue is going to be very tight. It's not very big for the number of people that are going to be there. It's going to be interesting. Our fair of opportunities, which is what used to be called the showcase, is going to be tight as well. It's going to take place in the ALAC room, and I've been in the ALAC room. What I'm going to do, and I've been setting this all week, saying I need to do this. I've got pictures. I've taken pictures of the whole venue last time I was there, and I'm going to try and put them up on a wiki page connected to the Atlas too, so you can all have a look at the size of the venue and the size of the rooms and things. All I need to do is just upload the pictures on the wiki page. But I've taken them all out of my camera, so they're all on the laptop ready to be beamed over. Next, and on sponsorship, I will follow up, by the way, with all of the different sponsors that we have on this. Next, the ALAC public comment on policy advisory boards and looking at the next steps. Now, the initial comment period has just closed. We've gone automatically into the reply period. Has anyone had time to look at the comments received so far? And would you say that we need to start taking action now already on the comments received, or should we wait until we've got the full length of the public comment period completed? The floor is open. And there's a deafening silence on the call right now. So let me ask Evan first, since this has both Evan's name and my name on it, what's your thoughts on the PAB and the follow-up to this?
Okay, I've read all the comments, and so essentially some of the statements in support of this that we were hoping to get from our business constituency friends never showed up. So essentially we've got a couple of different comments. There's ones from the new GTLD applicants group and from Donuts. As you can imagine, they're not particularly pleased with this. We have a comment from Christopher Wilkinson, who basically says it's not a good idea, and if there is a public interest concern over these sensitive strings, they shouldn't have been delegated in the first place. So a point of view with which I'd have no argument, but it may be too late for that. So I'm not exactly sure where to go next. My gut impression, my gut instinct right now, and Olivier, you tell me what you think of this, is that since the GAC seemed to re-raise the issue about the suitability of PICs in its communique at the end of Singapore, that our engagement with the GAC during Singapore was very productive, and it showed in the result of the Singapore communique, that perhaps we should wait to see what the board response is to the GAC communique. We've always been of the position that while we're not necessarily wedded to public advisory boards as a substitute, the one thing that we all seem to be in agreement on is that the current concept of PICs is not going to be sustainable as something that protects the public interest. So part of me is saying that we have the luxury, I think, of waiting to see of how the board responds to the GAC on this particular issue, because they are interrelated. The GAC had indicated that it's not satisfied with the way Category 1 strings are being handled, which is in direct contrast to what the board had told us during the board ALAC engagement during Singapore. So clearly the board has some work to do in responding to the concerns of the ALAC and now clearly the GAC. So I think we have the luxury of waiting on that before seeing what response we need to take. The wording of the public comment period was very deliberate in saying that once we had the comments in hand, we would determine further action, but didn't rope ourselves into any specific timeline or any specific course of action subsequent. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much, Evan Mendez. Any other thoughts or comments?
Well, Olivier, what's your take on it?
Well, thank you, Evan. So my take on it is somehow, I think, on the same sort of line as what you've just said here. I would certainly say that we would need to wait and see for the time being if there are any further comments coming in, and definitely to see if, seeing that there are some comments in there that oppose each other quite radically, with some supporting the PAB idea and some not supporting the PAB idea, it would be interesting to see if there are any replies to those public comments by other people having commented. I'm a little disappointed that no one in at large and in the at large community, apart from Christopher Wilkinson, has taken on the opportunity to submit a comment either as an individual or on behalf of their at large structure. It may be that this is not something that's of interest to them, but I would have thought this was something of importance, especially for end users. That said, you're absolutely right that the GAC, having picked up on the picks, is very significant, and it might be that people, having seen the GAC picking up on the picks, could have thought that this somehow relegated the PAB proposal to a second place, finding out how the PIC problem would roll out. So that's pretty much what we would what we might do. The question that I have here is: should we have a segment on the PABs? So a follow-up on the PABs in the ANAC call in 2 weeks' time. And I think that the public comment period will not be closed by then. But any thoughts on this? If you wish to have, let's do a quick poll here then. Temperature of the room. A segment of the, so an agenda item in the ALAC call on the PABs. Green tick if yes. Red cross if you don't think it's important. So if no. I see green tick, two green ticks, three green ticks.
Yeah, Evan? Olivier, it's Alan. I'm not sure it's not important. The question is it reasonable to have the discussion if the comment period hasn't closed?
Well, that's really the question. Yeah. So should we have it on the agenda, or should we not have it on the agenda?
Have it on the agenda. If we decide to delay it, we delay it.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Alan. Good point. And I note Dave, Evan, and Holly with an agreement on putting it on the agenda. So please, Heidi, take note that we'll have that on the agenda as well, and probably for less than 20 minutes. Make it 15 minutes on this point.
Olivier, now, Evan, one possibility of why ALSs haven't responded is that it's possible that people have been seeing that the ALAC, in creating the public comment period in the first place and having seemed to stake out a position, may have already done what they thought was sufficient and didn't need input from the ALSs and RALOs. I don't know if that was explicit, but it might have been a message sent that since ALAC had already created this and was obviously advocating for some extra thought to be paid to this, that perhaps it was thought by other ALSs and RALOs that it had already filtered its way to the top.
So you're saying, Evan, somebody is speaking. Are you saying we just have been making noise for the sake of making noise?
I hope not.
Okay, that was a joke, by the way, for the transcript record. I know that jokes don't come out too well on the transcript. So next we have, well, that takes us quite well into the suggestions of the ALAC meeting, of the next ALAC meeting. Any topics that you think need to be on the ALAC call? In addition, of course, to our usual topics, et cetera. Obviously, there's going to be something on Net Mundial. I think it's the week after Net Mundial, so obviously I'll have a little report. And in fact, many of us who will have been at in Brazil will have, I hope, maybe not even a consolidated report, but we'll all be able to speak about what happened in Brazil and where we are going. That said, I don't want to spend too much time on that. Now, there will be a section on the NTIA, NTIA stewardship transition. I would say about 15 minutes maybe on that. And we will touch on this in a moment in the other business. Any other agenda items which you think should be spoken about? Now, what about the working groups? Should we have, we'll obviously have an Atlas II update on the different Atlas II working groups. Any other working group updates that you believe is important at this moment in time? I don't see anybody put their hand up, so probably none at the moment. As we know, many working groups have met in Singapore. Okay, so I don't see anyone else making any suggestions. And that takes, therefore, that takes us with 4 minutes beyond the original end of this call. Takes us to any other business. And Evan, I believe you had something to bring forward, if I recall correctly.
Actually, it was just a technical matter. I've been approached by an ALAC member who is asked to be able to, change their vote on the Bolivian ALS application. And so I don't know if it's a mechanical thing or who do I direct them to talk to about either canceling their vote and allowing them to re-vote or allowing them to change it, or is that door closed? I don't know Big Pulse well enough, and so the person has talked to me, and I don't know what response to give back.
Okay, thank you, Evan. I've got the answer, but I've seen Alan putting their hand up, so that I'll let Alan speak first.
Well, it was the related question. My understanding was the vote was suspended and would be reopened, and the question is when.
Okay, thank you.
I haven't voted, so I don't need to change a vote, but I need to vote.
Thank you very much, Alan, and it's good to see several of us have not voted. I've not voted either. So the vote is suspended until we've got some more clarity. I think that the discussion that took place today in the ALAC internal list was very helpful indeed and certainly clarified things. So I'm of the view that we should reopen the vote now and perhaps keep it open until next Monday. If that's all okay with you, that will give people enough days to vote. Now, with regards to people who wish to change their vote, the Big Pulse system does not allow the changing of a vote. However, the rules, all rules, allow for the votes to be changed, I think, or at least they don't mention anything with regards to that. And so in the past, some people have changed their votes, and the way they did it was to contact Matt and asked Matt to record the vote differently. And therefore, I'll have to turn over to Ariel Yang on this one. Ariel, are you aware of how to change the vote manually?
I got to figure it out.
Okay, thank you, Ariel. So Ariel will figure it out. And the answer to you, Evan, as to whom should be contacted for changing votes, anyone who wants to change their vote will need to email Ariel, and Ariel will change their votes on their behalf. Alan Greenberg.
Just as guidance to Ariel, I don't believe there's any necessity to change the vote in Big Pulse. Big Pulse is a vehicle we use to do the votes. For these votes, how someone has voted is not necessarily confidential from Ariel. And I presume this one is set up that way. It's fine as far as the rules are concerned. It's quite fine if she just changes the outcomes and reports it accordingly. There's no need to go back and change it within Big Pulse.
Yes, thanks for this, Alan. What I was going to suggest was she just asked Matt, since he's done that. He's done this in the past. I don't know whether he's changed the vote on Big Pulse or whether he's just changed the outcome. But Ariel, you can probably just fire an email off to Matt, and he'll no doubt tell you what he was doing at the time. And it probably is just changing the outcome at the end, recording the vote manually. Okay, any other business?
Olivier, Ariel just noted that if the vote is anonymous, she can't do that.
The vote is not anonymous. Oh, because it is a... that's right.
Yeah, there are multiple levels of anonymous. In some cases, it is not reported, but the information is available to Ariel. I don't know how this one is set up. If it is truly anonymous and the information is tossed away, then clearly the vote has to be reheld.
That's a problem.
And this is Ariel speaking. I can work with the technicians at BP and ask them to change the vote on behalf of me.
Unless it is truly anonymous, in which case they do not keep that information.
No, it's not truly anonymous.
Okay,
it's
fine.
It's semi-anonymous. Okay. Thanks very much, everyone. Another piece of any other business, and this is going to take just another 5 minutes of your time, but it's very important, and that's the transition of stewardship on the ANA contract. Very, very hot topic out there. It's very politically sensitive for several reasons. For one, the CCNSO has threatened to pull out of the cross-community working group on internet governance if the cross-community working group on internet governance was going to deal with the IANA contract as one of its things in its one of the topics in its charter. So seeing that this is a huge, very touchy issue, a hot potato as such, it was decided by the Cross Community Working Group on Internet Governance that anything to do with the NTIA function was out of the working group, and that something else, another process, would need to take place in parallel. The GNSO and the CCNSO are working on two things. They've got a working group on a Cross Community Working Group on the creation of cross community working groups, and this is something where, you know, they're inviting other SOs and APs to send people to that cross-community working group as well. I hope we've got people on that. I don't know who has volunteered for this yet. Alan, you've got your hand up. Have you volunteered for this?
I have volunteered. I hope my name is actually on the list. I haven't seen any traffic, so I need to make sure. I'm sure Cheryl is on the list. I do not know anyone else is, however, and we need to populate all of our slots. It is really, really important. In fact, we could populate more because we're allowed observers, non-voting observers, who can participate in the discussions.
Yeah, so this is why I'm touching on this here, and I would like to make this an item during the ALAC call in order to garner and get support for this and actually have active members in that cross-community working group on cross-community working groups. Holly Reich, you have the floor.
Yeah, I just really think that's really important. Can we just put that on the agenda and put it on the agenda probably in the first hour and have Alan have a bit of discussion about that, because it's something that I'd like to be involved in, because it's certainly that the whole issue of NTIA is very big in Australia. And, in fact, I was on a call 2 hours yesterday with a whole bunch of stakeholders, including people like Chris Spain, Bruce Tonkin, Paul Keenan, talking about NTIA, but it's huge, certainly in Australia generally, as well as probably should be for ALAC. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Holly. So there's two things. Yes, there's the cross-community working group on cross-community working groups, which will define the rules by which cross-community working groups will be created and hopefully help with the creation of cross-community working groups. At the moment, the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance is drafting its charter, and I have spent many hours with a smaller sub-team, and thankfully with the help of the really great help of Bart Boswinkel, who's an ICANN staff for the CCNSO, and who's got a fair bit of knowledge about creating those charters. But we're pretty much walking in the dark and creating these things ad hoc. That's the first thing. The next thing is the cross-community working group on internet, sorry, cross-community working group on the NTIA stewardship transition. And that's something which the CCNSO and the GNSO are going to work on as people who have built charters, but are going to invite us, ACs, all of the advisory committees, and the other supporting organizations to work together on drafting a charter for this working group, and then working together on this working group. The problem is that it's a highly political topic, and I don't even know if the CCNSO and the GNSO can come to terms with working with each other on this. So we just have to keep a very close eye on that at the moment. And I guess things will start moving after Net Mondial. Second, and this is where things get a bit more complicated, you will have noted an announcement that came from SAF that the board has asked for, and I think it's the board, has asked for a coordination group to be created on the issue of IANA stewardship transition. And on this, it has provided a detail that I think it's two or three, a certain number of members from each one of ICANN's SOs and ACs. And the first feedback I've already had is the GNSO is complaining that representing the GNSO with just two people is impossible. They need to have more people on that steering committee. The second bit of feedback that I have received also informally and that was shared was, how the hell can ICANN tell us what to do? Yet again, they are doing a top-down thing, trying to push this on us, whilst we are trying to put together a cross-community working group moving up. It's so political, and I have a feeling that the reason why there's so much venting already going on now is because whoever is going to have to work with everyone else understands immediately that they're not going to be the people leading this. And I've certainly seen several SOs and ACs thinking that they could lead this themselves and not let anyone else work on this or have significant issues with it. The big concern I have is that we are cast on the side, and you saw what happened over in Singapore. We are sticking to a line which I think is fine, which is that the whole process needs to be multi-stakeholder, but we might have to evolve that line soon. And so there are a couple of things which we're going to have to do. First, we need to put together a task force within at large that is going to be working specifically on this issue. Secondly, we also need to put together a selection process committee, so a selection committee that will be able to take on the applications from the at-large community to select two people to go on that coordinating force. And I would say they need to be pretty senior people in their knowledge of the issues. So that's why a selection committee, the same sort of, you're looking here at the same sort of skill sets as for the ATRT too. That's the sort of level that we're looking at. So the selection committee, I think, should be the same sort of selection committee as what we had to select people for the ATRT too. And I'm asking for this to be a selection committee because obviously anybody on the selection committee will not be able to apply for that. If we say it's the ALAC leadership team or it's the ALAC itself that is going to be selecting people, then of course that precludes any ALAC member or any ALAC leadership team members from applying for the position on there. I've been a little bit longer than I thought I would be, but I think I've pretty much gone through the whole process here. Alan, you've got your hand up.
Yeah, two things. On the last point, if it's the ALAC that does the selection, then people should be able to opt out if they indeed want to put their name in themselves. we cannot have an arbitrary administrative rule which precludes what may be the better candidates, or at least viable candidates, from applying. So we certainly don't want to rig it so that we can only put our second stringers in. That's number one. My hand went up, however, based on the original topic of the CWG that's coming up with CWG rules. More pointedly, this group may well come up with decisions on what will not be rules, that is, things that will not be cast in concrete and will be left flexible for the decision of any working group. It is moderately clear from initial discussions that there will be strong differences between the GNSO and the CCNSO. Their working methods vary heavily, and the level of formality varies heavily, and both of them are formal in different areas and informal in different areas. It's going to be really important that we get into this process. And again, this is something for, it's going to be a heavy time commitment, unfortunately, or moderately heavy, but it's something that seasoned people who have lived through these processes get involved in, to make sure that we come up with something that we can live with ultimately. And that the task may well be excluding things from the rules so they're not cast in concrete if necessary. Just a plea. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alan.
There are battle lines being drawn, let me put it that way, which I can say on a recorded call.
Okay, thank you. Evan's hand is down, but he has mentioned in the chat that based on what I have said, the community is not doing much service to advance the cause of multi-stakeholderism, and I would say yes, and it's a real concern. And again, I think that it's down to the ALAC and to at large to reason those different parts of ICANN and tell them, listen, stop playing with your toys. We're talking here about something serious. If you're thinking of pulling the whole process towards you so you can control it, you will lose. And everyone will lose because of your stupidity. So I'm being very candid here, and I know this is recorded and so on, but I have real concerns. And we all need to make sure this kind of thing doesn't happen, because that would be certainly the end of the model as we know it. So we need to be active on that. Heidi, there were several action items on this. If you want, I can, or we can, well, please listen to the recording afterwards.
Yeah, Olivia, yeah. I've asked Ariel to follow up with you following the call, so we don't need to keep everyone.
All right, thank you. Evan Leibovich?
Alan's got his hand up in front of me.
No, old hand.
One thing just occurred to me, and this may tie together a couple of things. There is an Atlas II thematic session on the future of multi-stakeholderism. Maybe that is the genesis of our task force.
If it's still alive at that point.
Sorry?
If it's still alive at that point is what Alan has just said.
Sorry, it's been a long call and a long day.
Usually I'm the cynical one.
Hey, I started off spending an hour and a half at a consulate this morning, so.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. For the record, Mr. Olivier speaking, and cynicism, I guess, becomes a transmissible disease very soon if the call keeps on going. Holly, I note, is mentioning that this discussion about the IANA transition of stewardship needs to be part of the ALAC meeting and up at the front of the agenda. So if we could have this as at the beginning of the items for discussion. And then Heidi asks, should I add this item to the ALAC agenda? Yes, please. And it's been added. Excellent. Evan, your hand is still up. Okay. Any other business apart from this?
Murray
has stepped away. That's what the icon says. Right. Well, I thank all of you for having lasted that little bit longer, but it was important that we discuss this at the end of the call. And for those of you who are traveling soon, have safe travels. Of course, we've got the Pesha week, and we've also got Easter this weekend. For all of you who are celebrating, please you know, have a good Easter and good Pesha. And we will speak after Net Mundial in the next ELAC call. But of course, some of us will also speak face-to-face when we meet at Net Mundial in Brazil.
And if anyone's information on the travel page is not correct, could you correct it?
Thank you.
He is saying pointedly to someone who he knows information is not correct.
Thanks to all the staff. And welcome again to Terry. You've seen this is usual, very fast, very short ELAC calls where not much happens and not much is discussed. And that was, again, English sarcasm.
And there is no passion whatsoever.
None whatsoever. Thank you very much to all of you. This call is now adjourned. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Take care all.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Again, the meeting has been adjourned. Please disconnect all your audio lines at this time, and thank you very much for joining.